sugar candy, and she still won't let me. Angelina the baker, Angelina, I know. Should have married Angelina just 20 years ago.
Sliding up magic whip. right. Hey, 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 you guys. This is DJ Hapa Honey, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Hey, you guys. I'm DJ Hapa Honey, and this is my friend Tyler.
Hey, nice to meet you.
And we are filling in on Detox Mansion this beautiful Sunday, and we are very excited to share some tunes with you today on these cosmic airwaves. And the theme for today, because my show is normally themed, so I naturally had to make a theme. Well, it's not really a theme, it's more like concept?
A vibe, a mood, if you will.
A mood, thank you. A big mood, if you will. And it is called, Oh Baby, Your Sound Got Me Feeling Some Sort of Way.
I don't know the name.
Anyways, so yeah, kind of the logic behind the selection of the songs was it first started out with things that were pretty like synth heavy. I'm really, really into synth right now. That's just where I'm at in my life. And then it kind of evolved to like general, like interesting, like cosmic vibrations, if that makes any sense.
We'll touch on the cosmic vibrations and the significance of that at a later time.
Yeah, okay. So I just, let's get acquainted, y'all. I'm not normally on air at such a normal hour. My show's at 3 a.m. on Mondays.
Seeing the sun in the studio is a new experience.
It's wild. It's wild out here. Okay, so Tyler, how would you currently rate your WMFO experience? I'm going to keep like checking in on you.
Out of 10?
Out of 10. 12, actually.
A 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Okay, yeah, after that, I don't really want Tyler to talk again for a little while, so let's listen to some Raven Lene, shall we?
Flavors come take over. I can never say I treat you right. And you handle spice. Take me up, shake me up until the mix is right. I won't be nice. Nice eyes, ooh, baby. Baby, there must be you right. I'm your favorite, I'm your favorite. I'm your favorite song. Take me where I don't belong. Sweet, salty, spicy, sweet, sweet, salty. Sip me till I'm gone. I've heard your cry. Lies they come take over. I can never say I treat you nice. Can't treat you nice. Can't treat you nice. Look me in my eyes. Tell you I.
Take me where I don't belong. bad is about to happen to me. I don't know what, but I feel it coming. Might be so sad, might leave my nose running. I just hope she don't wanna leave. Wait, I don't know, maybe I think of her so much it drives me crazy. I just don't.
Put out the running in my soul.
Hey, you guys, we're back.
Welcome us back to the air. Welcome.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Greetings. Greetings and salutations. Greetings, loved ones. What's good? And, you know, Tyler, I got to talk about something.
Sure, spill.
I feel like this is really early on in the 2 hour slot that we have.
If you're going to talk about what I think you're going to talk about,
I'm sorry,
you're
guys.
You're right, it is early
guys,
on.
I really need to talk to you about something, and it's like satellites.
This is,
I recently discovered a few weeks ago the satellite emoji. There's an emoji of a satellite.
It's been there the whole time, dude. This isn't part of the new update. It's been there the entire time.
We've been new, but we didn't like know. And I look at it, and it really makes me like feel something. Like I can't explain it, but it's something very like visceral, cognitive, spiritual along those lines. And I don't know how to deal with these feelings. And I think about satellite emoji like all the time. Like I'm thinking about satellite emoji like day in, day out.
Zoe identifies as a satellite fan before she identifies as a human.
Yeah, that's actually like really accurate. But like satellite culture has like now been born. And I think I'm kind of like spreading this message like slowly by slowly.
The gospel.
The gospel of satellite culture. And I don't know. It's funny because I'm not really a person who like believes in space that much. So like,
you don't believe in space. You don't believe it's there.
Like, it's kind of complicated. I don't want to trust NASA. Like, that's not really my MO at the moment.
Okay. Trust them on what exactly?
The existence of space.
Oh my god. Look up.
Just like I believe in like what I see. Like, I don't mind that part. However, I can't really like get behind a lot of this. Excuse me. I
I think, yeah, we might be running with some technical issues at the moment.
How about we, like, listen to some music for a little while and we can figure out, like, what's going on? Thank you, bye!
Whatever goes around eventually comes back to you. So you gotta be careful, baby, and look both ways before you cross my mind.
Better than ever, cause your umbrella, umbrella, umbrella. The sun is beaming on.
homing like headlights beaming on Bambi. Now let's pretend the street is the room and you are a Camry. Cause you're drama candy, the Tito to my Randy. Now let's produce some thrillers, my chocolate with your vanilla,
The sun will come out.
Guys.
Welcome back. That was Caliuchis and Tyler the Creator.
And Bootsy Collins.
After the Storm.
Yeah, so I really hope you guys enjoyed that because we got a call from a friend. A friend who forgot what they were going to say as soon as we picked up the phone. And
hung up.
Yeah, so I feel a little hurt. I mean, I'm pretty used to being hurt by people at this point in my life.
Okay, edgelord.
What can I say? Darkness is my friend. You know, I know we can't talk about satellites anymore.
We really can't.
Okay, Tyler, how about you, like, take the conversation?
Take the conversation.
Yeah.
I think to, we're turning this into a debate. I think to address your previous point about the potential non-existence of space, I would again beseech you, to wait until the ripe hour of 4:30 when the sun sets here in Boston and just look up at the sky and experience those beautiful little spirits we call stars.
Yeah. You know, stars are real.
Okay.
Sure. Like, some of them are.
And might I ask, what are they in? You know, where do they... In
the
what
sky.
Sort of space? Yeah, the sky.
The sky.
This sky.
This sky.
Then how come we can't see them during the day?
Because...
Where do they go?
To bed? I don't know. Like, where to start... Excuse me, if y'all know where stars go...
They sleep in south. They go to...
they go to their forced triple in bush, and then they curl up and go to bed.
Cute.
Yeah. I feel like I should do a PSA right now.
Go for
it. And, I mean, what if we read PSAs, two different PSAs at the same time? They're both the same message. It's about our donation drive. Please donate to our donation drive. And here we go.
Attention, why is WMFO freeform?
Well, it's been our tradition now for more than 45 years. And none of us here at WMFO want to see that change anytime soon. Do you? If not, we need your help to keep WMFO freeform by contributing to our annual donations drive. Anytime before November 14th, go over to donate.wmfo.org to support WMFO in reaching our $5,000 goal. You'll even receive a unique thank you gift. To see more about what our DJs have to say about keeping WMFO freeform, visit facebook.com/WMFO Medford and share with your friends using the hashtag #KeepItFreeform. If that wasn't clear enough to you, donate.
Donate.wmfo.org to help us reach our $5,000 donation goal, and you will receive a fun free gift.
Yeah, that's pretty exciting. We're having some swag over here, you guys.
Some quirky jumbo merch.
Yeah. So, Tyler, how would you... What are some of, like, the best... Like, we're both in our first year of college at the moment. What would you describe some of your, like, highest and lowest moments of college thus far?
My highs and my lows. That's a tough one. I think any low would be me asking a dumb question in front of an upperclassman, you know?
Ooh.
It's like, it feels like freshman year of high school all over again, but at the same time, I'm, like, grown now, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I've gone through... I've gone through all the glowing up that I'm going to do. And so when I...
That's so not true. I could see you becoming a silver fox.
Oh, thank you.
I feel like that might be like your ultimate
However, that's
form.
A few years off in the future. I don't plan on graying until at least the age of 50, so...
Yeah, okay.
Anytime I embarrass myself in front of an upperclassman, I'm like, wow, we really developed this far just to fall this low, you know?
Yeah, that's really good. A really excellent point. I'm so sorry that that happened to you. Actually, I'm not. I think it's, I like it a lot when you are unsuccessful in things because it makes me feel a little bit better about myself.
And as long as, all in the name of making people happy.
I'm like dying over here.
It's goblin hours.
It's real goblin hours.
Maybe to cover the oncoming tuberculosis fit, we give our listeners some more tunes? Some more easy tunes.
More easy tunes.
For this crisp Sunday morning.
This is, I think, the new Thundercat. I was pretty excited about that. I was like, I don't know, Thundercat's one of those things that kind of like disappears off your brain on like satellites. Okay, I'm going to stop talking so listen to it.
So cool. What's it? I'm reading close, but it's hard to gauge. And if I stand, I may lose the seat in which I'm sat. Shit gets tense, so I put the glass away. Save it for another day. And as they should, foundation stood smooth. Always acting like there's points to prove.
Now don't you do me wrong now. home, I guess that's how it goes now. Riddle into me, a level-headed showdown, or a little sympathy for hedonistic hoes now. Got no designer clothes, you know, that's how it goes. Cool and collected till the end of the day. I'm getting better at it, what can I say? You take it in and then you breathe it away. Cool and collected, baby, what can I say? My baby keeps it cool, my baby keeps it chill, my baby keeps it ice, my baby keep it real. My baby keep it cool, my baby keep it chill, my baby keep it ice, my baby keep it real, real. My baby keep it cool, my baby keep it real, real sweet. Very peak how you do it like that. My baby keeps it icy, my baby keeps it real, real sweet. Very peak how you do it like that. Clean all the time. I told him don't need to rush for when the frequency climbs. He said that he can feel the heat when he rhymes. It's deeper this time. A dilly dally on him. Eyes low, ride flows, live shows with the beast throwing Cali on him. On this high low, I got happy problems. Where could I go? Maybe I could solve them. Nah, cause I'm not trying to go yard. I'm the boy, I'm finding it a bit more. That you're so icky, sticky, sweet to my heart. Oh honey, honey, you could tear me apart. But I'm cool and collected at the end of the day. I'm getting better at it, what can I say? You take it in and then you breathe it away. Cool and collected, baby, what can I say? Baby, cool and collected at the end of the day. I'm getting better, baby, what could I say? Could I say? I'm getting better by the end of the day. I call my, but I'm not coming to play. We keep it cool at the end of the day. My baby, what can I say? You take it in and take it out. Why you leave me away? My baby, what can I say?
Hey guys, we are back, and yeah, what's up? That's all I gotta say. I'm so tired. I just really need to like be straight with y'all.
It's been a week and a half.
Oh my god, I'm so tired. If there's a sweet angel out there who's listening, who wants to bring me a sugar-free Red Bull to the WMFO station, that I won't drink in the station because I'm not allowed to do that.
Right, that would be against the rules.
However, if you want to bring me a sugar-free Red Bull that I could drink in the hallway.
Directly outside the studio.
Yes, that would be greatly appreciated. I mean, you know, it's just a concept, just a thought, just a dilly-dally, just a fancy. Okay, Tyler, I'm thinking of introducing a new segment to my own show called Texts I Didn't Send This Week.
Texts I Didn't Send This Week.
Like something you wanted to text someone, but then
right,
you
but
like...
Right, but didn't, for whatever, for various reasons,
whether that
which
be
you could
fear
explore. Right,
or logic.
Right, which you would explore, of course, on air.
Yeah, of course. Do you have a text that you, like... kind of wanted to send this week, but you didn't?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, what would be an example of one?
I don't know that I can get into it on air. It's a little...
You don't have to get into it.
It's heated.
I kind of like it. Just, like, say the text.
Right. The text was, I'm very frustrated. This is very frustrating. And that's all I'll say. My lips are zipped.
That's so lame.
Mm-hmm.
I think mine's a lot cooler.
What is it?
Okay. A text I really wanted to send this week was, it was something along the lines of like, every time I meet someone new, it just makes me more and more certain that you are indeed one of my soulmates, if not my only soulmate.
Wow.
Right?
If that's to who I think it is, then no. All right. All right. I approve then. That's very good writing.
Thank you. That's very sweet. It's just so cripplingly, paralyzingly romantic at all times. And what do you personally think is your, like, greatest flaw as a human being?
My greatest flaw, I think is that I'm in tune. I'm going to, like, compliment myself here. I'm very in tune with my emotions and the emotions of others. I just disregard exactly all those things that I'm aware of, you know?
Wow. So it's like if you had the superpower to like turn water into wine, but you're like, nah, I'm not going
to
do it.
Yeah. If you were, or if I had the superpower to like, you know, summon food or something and I could feed the homeless, but I just didn't, you know, it's not that I'm feeding myself, but if I just weren't using what I have to help or make things better, you know?
Yeah. You kind of suck.
Thank you. God bless. Is that profanity?
No. Guys, we're so tired. We're so tired. And it's fine.
It's honestly very aggressively 11:50 in the morning right now.
Yeah, it really is. I think this is, I should just do this out of like courtesy or whatever, but this is DJ Hapa Honey and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I am filling in for the Detox Mansion show. Hopefully he'll be back very soon so you can just like stop listening to my voice. We'll be right back.
this love hangover. Boy, it's hurting my head. It's the middle of October, and we just came to an end. I'm just sorry that there ain't no time left. You and I were over. Me and you are done. When I wanted to be closer, you just wanted to run. It's no one's fault. If I've learned anything at all, with us, no matter how I add it up, 1 + 1 = none. You've been on my mind for a while now, trying to get you off cause this ain't right now. You said it was a vibe for the time being. It was nothing more but I just couldn't see it. This is not a song for the whole world. Felt like it could have been us against the whole world. Baby, you were mine and I was your girl. Whatever happened to the time that we spent sober? I take back what I said. I'm sitting with this love hangover. Boy, it's hurting my head. It's the middle of October, and we just came to an end. I'm just sorry that there ain't no time left. Been at this party for some time now, sipping on Bacardi till it runs out. You are in the corner with your head down. I don't even wanna know what that's about, cause you're the one that's always getting too wasted, and I'm the one that's never that intoxicated. Tonight I'm in my feelings, oh I'm faded, but I don't wanna think about the complicated. Oh, young love got me feeling like I can't. Wishing for it, but it never left. I thought we'd be together. Oh, it ended so fast. Now that I am sober, I take back what I said. I'm sitting with this love hangover. Boy, it's hurting my head. It's the middle.